Today, we would like to have some fellowship with you concerning the matter of redeeming our time. And to apply this, we would like to get into the matter of scheduling our time. By now, a good number of you are back in school for the fall semester. And if not already, then within the next week or so, you probably will be back in school, whether in junior high, high school, or college. And we know that in the summertime, many of the young people in the churches are properly and beneficially occupied with various conferences and trainings, whether you attended the summer training in Anaheim or different summer schools of truth or the college training or various conferences. And through that, the fellowship and infusion that you received during those conferences and trainings, there are many consecrations. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, Paul prays in verse 11 for the Thessalonians that God would fulfill in power their every good intention for goodness and their work of faith. And when we have the encouragement through the conferences and the consecrations, very often there is a kind of good intention within us to have some practices when we go back to school and we begin our kind of regular schedule. Well, the good intention is very good, but from our experience, if we do not know how to schedule our time to put into our weekly schedule several of these life practices, setting aside time for the life practices, very often whatever good intention we had is not fulfilled, is not worked out. So through this fellowship, we would like to encourage you to be able to set up a schedule and be able to maintain many of the life practices that you were strengthened in during the summer. When we're talking about keeping a proper schedule, the first thing that we probably need to talk about is the matter of the time that we go to bed. You know, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul says that we are people of the day, not of the night. So to have a healthy Christian life, we actually should have a proper time of going to sleep. Of course, as students, there are times when, because of the demands of projects or papers, you will have to stay up late, but that should not be your daily habit. Your habit should be to go to sleep at a proper hour so that you can rise up at a proper hour and have a good beginning of the day. Of course, we encourage everyone to start their day, no matter what time you get up, to start your day by turning to the Lord and giving the Lord the first place in that day. It will be so good if every day the first thing that comes out of our mouth is, "Oh Lord Jesus, I love you. I give this day to you. I give you the first place in my heart this day." And even before we wash up, before we practice morning revival, it's good to just turn our heart and give our heart to the Lord. It's also good to schedule a time. The length is not as important as the habit. A time of turning to the Lord in the Word. I know that many young people have this good intention, but without a schedule, it'll be very difficult to keep. And some young people, in order to kind of kickstart this habit, have set up times with others to have a kind of corporate morning revival. And this is very good to help us to establish the habit. But I do hope that eventually we could have a personal time with the Lord every day. We also should schedule a time of reading the Word apart from our morning revival time. Many young people in the summertime got stirred up to read the word. However, now that you're back in school and the different demands of school and studying and preparing for exams and papers and so on, if we do not grasp the time and set up a schedule for reading the word, it's very easy for our Bible reading habit to disappear. The best is we set up a schedule of reading the word. But for now, we should at least have a schedule of reading one chapter a day or two chapters or four chapters, whatever it is that we decide on. As long as we're consistent, we will get the blessing. We should also have a schedule for the gospel. Now for this, maybe it's not a weekly schedule, but a schedule for the semester. And what I mean by that is we may have a kind of a goal. Lord, I want either one or two of my friends to be saved this semester. And so we pray for that. And even we set a time every week to pray for our friends' salvation. And of course, all of these matters are strengthened by our having companions, having two or three, four or five others that we get together with on a regular basis to pray, to fellowship with. So all of these practices that I just mentioned, we really want to encourage all of you to set up some kind of weekly, daily schedule to incorporate all of these life practices. We also should have a schedule concerning the church life, which meetings each week we will attend. Maybe besides the Lord's table, which of course all the saints should attend the Lord's table meeting, you will also attend the young people's meeting, but you may want to attend the church prayer meeting. And if you can't make it every week, then maybe every 2 weeks or maybe once a month. Also, we should have a schedule for our participation in the services in the church. In many localities, there are service groups that gather every week or 2 weeks. And it's good for all the young people to put their shoulder to the labor in the practical service in the church life. So it's good to have a schedule. Do you go every week or every 2 or 3 weeks to go and to pray and coordinate with others? Maybe you're serving in the children's meeting. And of course, we encourage all the young people, if possible, to serve with the children. But we should have a schedule for all these. And you will find if you do have a schedule, actually, you will redeem the time and can fit in quite a number of these practices. Of course, we don't want to encourage anyone to do more than what they practically can do. Setting a schedule should be something that's practical and very doable. And we would encourage you even to seek fellowship with some older ones or serving ones after setting up your schedule. One point that I'd like to end with today is that all of these practices, in our experience, are strengthened by our companionships. If we can find one or two others who have the same heart that we could come together with and strengthen each other and even be accountable to each other for these practices, it is a great help. For example, maybe you want to have a morning revival. Well, maybe two times a week, you get together, the sisters calling another sister or a brother calling some other brothers, and have morning revival over the phone in the morning, or if your situation permits, coming together in the morning. If you live close to one another or you go to school with some other brothers and sisters in the church life. And then the other mornings, you agree that you will have personal morning revival. Even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, that would be very good. And then you can check with each other how you're doing with that, to be accountable to one another. And you can have some Bible reading together, or decide to read the same portions and go through the Word together. And whether you actually sit down and read together or not, you're accountable to one another to keep pace. And that's also can be a big encouragement. And concerning the gospel, each week you can pray for all the friends that you are burdened for, and even get together and go to the church meetings together. Not only would that help you, but that would be a big strengthening to the whole church to have more of the young people in the church meetings. So anyway, we would like to encourage you to consider this matter before the Lord, to set a schedule of your time. In this way, you will redeem your time. Brothers and sisters, if we are not aggressive to redeem our time will just slip away and will be wasted. And the intentions that we had in our heart during the summer and at the beginning of the semester, I'm afraid they will just dissipate and just leak away. So I hope that we can take this matter to the Lord and also be practical to write down some schedule for many of these matters. We will get into a little more detail concerning some of these things. So young people, we just encourage you, redeem the time because the days are evil. Oh Lord Jesus, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. Amen.